This morning in Jerusalem, senior Palestinian official Saeb Erekat died after a month-long battle with COVID-19. Long a fixture of Palestinian politics, Erekat led peace talks with the Israelis for nearly three decades. Nick Schifrin has the look at his life.
For decades, Saeb Erekat embodied Palestinian diplomacy and Palestinian hopes.
The only way to have peace in this region is to solve the Palestinian question, is to solve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, is to end the Israeli occupation.
His career was defined by the negotiations he helped lead in the 90s for the Oslo Accords that removed Israeli soldiers from parts of the West Bank.
Once they leave our towns, villages, and refugee camps in the first stage, there is no way back.
In 2000, next to former PLO chairman Yasser Arafat at Camp David, and in 2014, during the last round of peace talks. In 2007, he spoke to Gwen Ifill.
What needs to be restored in the minds of Palestinians and Israelis today is the hope.
He played the role that he was given, believed in it deeply, and thought about peace and the possibility of a better future is more than just a thought experiment. It was something he devoted his life to.
Aaron David Miller worked on Middle East peace across six administrations. He says Erekat was constrained by Arafat and more recently by Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. But Erekat always believed in a negotiated solution.
He never surrendered to the forces of history, which of course, if they could speak to us, would basically say there'll never be a solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. He deeply believed, I think, in the forces of diplomacy.
Erekat was a longtime proponent of two states and a longtime critic of Israeli occupation.
Saeb's name has been synonymous with negotiations and all that comes with it. The trials, the tribulations, the failings.
Noor Oda is a political analyst in Ramallah. She praises Erekat, but says young Palestinians question the diplomacy he was committed to.
After a certain point, there was an obsession with the process rather than the end result of what that process should have delivered. And the sentiment is that that process ended up being a cover for everything that was happening on the ground, which was literally undoing the possibility of two states.
Most recently, Erekat executed Abbas's decision to cut off negotiations with the Trump administration after the U.S. moved its embassy to Jerusalem, and he rejected the administration's peace plan unveiled last year.
This is not a plan of peace. This is the scandal and the fraud of the century.
Erekat never backed down from advocating what Palestinians believed they deserved. Some Israelis found him obstructionist. Many respected his intelligence. He never stopped working with and befriending Israelis he negotiated against, including longtime negotiator Yossi Beilin.
He proved to all of us, and I believe that also to the world, that the myth that we don't have partners is totally, totally wrong.
Erekat contracted COVID last month and died this morning in this Jerusalem hospital. His diplomacy and his dreams unfulfilled. Saeb Erekat was 65. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.